This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Gun control groups want to study gun owners like we're some sort of caged laboratory animal. They want to poke. They want to prod. University professors want to ask questions, theorize, and understand the answers to their foundational question, why don't gun owners just give up their guns? The University of Connecticut is boasting of a collaborative effort with Johns Hopkins University Center for Gun Violence Research Center to conduct a comprehensive survey on the harms and benefits of firearm policies for gun owners. That's interesting phrasing, the harms and benefits. One of the first questions that should be asked here is who is funding this study? And that, you know, many times that can help answer the question of why. In this case, the research is made possible from a $228,000 grant from the National Collaborative on Gun Violence Research. It's one of the 9 grants totaling more than $1 million. Other grants include exploring tactical and strategic uses of a national ballistic database and policymaking in the wake of mass shootings. NCGVR is funded by Arnold Ventures, which was founded by billionaires John and Laura Arnold. This is the same Arnold Ventures that NSSF warned about last year when they commissioned the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago to construct and convene a panel of medical professionals to organize a wish list of dangerous and overreaching proposals. Those demands are detailed in the blueprint for a U.S. firearms data infrastructure. One of their proposals was to implement a semi-annual random household survey of Americans' firearm ownership. They wanted to peer inside Americans' gun safes. Questions they wanted answered in their door-to-door canvassing included how owners acquired their firearms, types, numbers owned, and storage methods. This is also the same Laura and John Arnold that donated over $679,000 in 2020 to mostly Democratic candidates that embrace far-left radical gun control proposals, including U.S. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, Representative Hakeem Jeffries, Representative Ro Khanna, and a $25,000 check to Wisconsin's Democratic Party. And each of these have been ardent gun control supporters. Laura Arnold even has her own column on how to shake down people for private donations to fund gun control studies. Kind of like this one between UConn and Johns Hopkins University. This is the same Johns Hopkins where anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has topped $3 billion in donations. So, it's no wonder they dedicated an entire research center to this gun control effort. So when you have this kind of understanding, it makes more sense that the latest study's goal is to create a survey of the harms and benefits of gun ownership. The implication is that gun ownership is inherently harmful, and that the benefits couldn't possibly outweigh the risks. And it's equally as difficult to believe that this survey isn't designed to draw answers to predetermined conclusions. The principal investigator for the study is John Hopkins Mitchell Duché, whose philosophy dissertation delved into workplace violence and the role of firearms. His dissertation included chapters on state permit to purchase and right to carry laws. It even looked at parking lot laws for firearm storage. Didn't include any warning signs of violent behavior of the criminals that commit these acts. UConn is celebrating that Professor Kerry Rizian is on board. Rizian will serve as the expert on how to communicate about policy and the harms and benefits of policies in different environments. This could be because she's so well-versed in communicating gun control policy ideas, no matter how far-fetched. She particularly likes to retweet Bloomberg's hand-picked puppet for his gun control group, Every Town for Gun Safety, Shannon Squeaky Watts. In July, Rizian retweeted Watts' prod at U.S. Senator James Lankford for deaths attributed to guns in his state. Watts, of course, didn't take into account any of the benefits of the deaths, injuries, rapes, robberies, or home invasions. They were stopped because of lawful firearm ownership. These incidents would have included a 2017 incident where a Broken Arrow, Oklahoma man used an AR-15 to defend himself against home invaders, killing all three. It's likely those deaths were included in Watts' figures, but not the life saved, you know, if it saves one life. Rizian's Twitter is chock full of support for gun control, including retweets for the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence and even retweeting an opinion column from the New York Times that blatantly mischaracterizes the TR amendment that protects law enforcement investigations from being politicized. Gun control groups have long lobbied to repeal the amendment as a trophy and a means to falsely name and shame firearm retailers. But these groups say they want to study gun owners like they are some sort of aberration of nature. This notion that individuals would exercise their God-given rights to self-protection is an anathema to these academics. They need these biased studies to put gun owners in a category of others, which is a big, you know, it's a big group that needs to be studied and maybe even controlled. And there's the crux. This is a privately funded study that's not even close to pretending to be objective in their goals. This is also why the Dickey Amendment is so important, that the amendment that states none of the funds made available for injury prevention and control at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention may be used to advocate or promote gun control when it comes to spending money on government-funded gun-related research. The CDC can and has studied gun control. They just can't do it to push policy ideas. Gun control relies on biased studies funded by biased anti-gun billionaires and researchers to prop up their agenda. And their agenda is already set. You know, this is why the whole thing that gets my craw is they've already made their mind up. Gun ownership is a harmful thing. Now, they'll tell you that the reason they're so concerned about your gun ownership is that they're afraid that it's going to impact you, your health. It's going to hurt you somehow physically. The problem with that is that, one, they're lying. They couldn't care less about you. As a matter of fact, the more people get killed, the better, because it helps them further their agenda. No, they're harmful because they're in the way of their control. That's harmful for them. They consider that to be harmful. It's a bug, not a feature. I consider it a feature. It's in the way of their control. Good for us. It's really good for you, gun grabbers. It's really good. You don't have to believe me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. California has the most restrictive gun control laws in the country. But all those laws taken in consideration, they don't really matter much for criminals. Because the state is in the midst of a surge in violent crime, and news stories regularly feature criminals who were prohibited from law from possessing a firearm, yet managed to do so, despite their universal background check law, 10-day waiting period, and even a program that's designed to specifically take guns from known prohibited people. According to a new L.A. Times UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies poll, the current crime wave appears to be having an impact on Californians' views on gun control, because support for the state's gun control law regime is beginning to slip. The poll released Thursday found that 56% of the state's voters surveyed believe stronger laws restricting the sale and possession of guns help make their communities safer. But that number is down from 60% who felt that way 3 years ago. The poll also found that 57% of all California voters say it is more important to place greater controls on gun ownership than it is to protect Americans' rights to own guns under the Second Amendment. But that number is down from 64% who felt that way in 2018. This decline in confidence in gun laws is a response to what people are seeing in their community, said Mark DiCamillo, director of the Berkeley IGS poll. He said, I think it's due in large measure to the increasing crime, especially violent crime. But still, this is a very democratic and very liberal constituency, and gun control laws have traditionally been quite popular among those voters, not only here in California, but nationwide. Well, you know, believe what you want to there, Mark. Yet, there's still majority support for gun control in California, but you're seeing a 10-point drop in the number of Californians who say it's more important to put additional gun controls in place than it is to protect the Second Amendment, and that's significant. That means if it's 10%, that's what is it? I think they have 35 million people. Am I right about that? Or is it 55? Whatever it is, at the low number, it's 3.5 million people have changed their mind in California. My state only has 5 million people. That's a sizable amount of people. Now, of course, gun control activists don't want us to think about that too much. Coming from Shannon Watts, Shannon Squeaky. She said, this poll clearly shows that Californians like myself see the recent ruling striking down California's law prohibiting assault weapons for what it is. Dangerous, an outlier in judicial precedent, and one that we believe will be overturned. When asked about the slip in voter confidence in gun laws, Watts said the majority support makes sense because study after study shows that gun safety laws save lives. Her response is a complete non sequitur. It's an empty talking point in place of an actual answer to the question. Sure, a majority of Californians still support more gun control laws, but that number is declining. And as it turns out, when you drill down a little deeper, it turns out that a good deal of that support that she's quoting is half-hearted. The online survey, which was completed last week, found that 24% of those who responded to feel the stronger laws restricting the sale and possession of guns would be very effective at reducing crime, and 32% see them as somewhat effective. And they used a random sample of 5,785 registered voters throughout California. Even in California, only a quarter of respondents agree with Shannon Watts that gun control is very effective at reducing violent crime. So, I get why she wants to stick to that top-line number, which looks a lot better for the anti-gun activists and the gun control lobby. to be fair, I don't think that Squeaky has to worry about California becoming a Second Amendment sanctuary anytime soon. Democrats still possess a supermajority of the state legislature, and even if Gavin Newsom is recalled later this year and replaced by a Republican, his replacement can block the implementation of new gun control laws, but he can't do anything about the laws already in place. Still, the polls should be encouraging for Second Amendment supporters in California who are in the fight for the long haul. Many residents seem to be waking up to the fact that the state's infringements on the right to keep and bear arms aren't working out like the gun control lobby said they would. Right now you've got cities like L.A. and San Francisco and Oakland. In Oakland, former Senator Barbara Boxer was attacked. I don't know how old she is, and even though she's a leftist and everything, I see no reason to wish physical harm upon anyone who isn't attacking me. You know? So that I wonder where she was. See, here's the thing about being training to be a gunfighter. A gunfighter is going to train to be where the trouble isn't. And so I'm very curious as to where she was, because, one, she's not trained to be a gunfighter. We know that, but... was she somewhere where she thought she would be safe or should be safe or was safe? And if so, if that happened and she was actually attacked in this place where there was a presumption of safety, well, what does that mean? Does it mean that they don't know what they're talking about when they say we've got the city locked down or whatever you want to say about it? I don't know. Anyway. When we get back, I'm going to go in a direction I don't normally go. I'm going to talk a little sports to you. And I'm going to talk a little sports to you because I want to make one thing very much individually clear about what's going on with the Olympics right now. So, I just want to give my 2 cents on that one because I see a lot of things happening and it dismays me because there's a lot of people on my side, or you would think they're on my side, who are trying to do cancel culture right now. And that's unfortunate. And I'm going to talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department on Thursday announced it will open a civil rights investigation into the Phoenix, Arizona Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking about the investigation.
This is the third pattern of practice investigation I have announced as Attorney General. Each time, I have noted that these investigations aim to promote transparency and accountability.
Garland saying the investigation will examine how often excessive force is used, including deadly force. The investigation will also determine whether the Phoenix police force uses discriminatory policing. President Biden is unveiling plans to help boost production of electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles. Biden hosting a White House event and calling it another chapter in the American story. Biden calling it a question of leading or falling behind in the battle for the future. USA Radio News. While the administration continues to plead for peace talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan, the terrorists have only elevated their violence. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
The Taliban first detonated a suicide bomb, then there was a second blast, then smaller explosions that followed rapid gunfire. The terrorists were targeting the home of Afghanistan's acting defense minister. The attack by the Taliban occurred in the high-security so-called Green Zone in Kabul. State Department spokesman Ned Price says Afghans' national forces outnumber the Taliban.
The Afghan security forces are numerically far superior to the Taliban. It's a simple fact. They have over 300,000 troops. They have an air force. They have special forces. They have heavy equipment. The Taliban, in contrast, have less than 100,000.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 271 points to finish at 3564. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. What I'm about to tell you, I believe with every fiber of my being. Simone Biles, female gymnast, 24 years old, is an American hero. She's not a hero for pulling out of these, which will likely be her last Olympics, because 24 is ancient to be a gymnast. Rather, she's a hero for everything she did leading up to these Olympics, where you, right now, you have stunningly impressive athletic specimens like Charlie Kirk and Seth Dillon and Matt Walsh, who mercilessly hammered her. Without mercy and with a bit too much glee, they've decided to have a fight for the fight's sake. And they're also either purposely ignoring or ignorantly unaware of some rather important relevant facts. One of the most simple of which is, do they have even an inkling of what it is to propel yourself at speeds of up to 30 miles per hour down a runway and launch yourself 20 feet in the air and not severely injure your spine in doing so? Do they know how that actually works? This seems reasonably important as now overwhelming numbers of fellow gymnasts are weighing in, and the consensus by competitors and allies alike is that the vault that Biles attempted to perform and the poor execution of how she performed it very likely could have blown her knee, snapped her spine, paralyzed her for life, or worse. The only thing that allowed her to avoid it was the fact that she is the greatest female gymnast that's ever lived. So she took that extreme skill and she landed herself as best as she could. Many of the world's top gymnasts have experienced what Biles did. Some did not come out without severe outcomes. All those who know, including her USA teammates, were both frightened for her, then greatly relieved when she was able to walk back to the bench. Yet in the face of such danger, Charlie Kirk not only called Biles a sociopath on his radio show, he then doubled down, posting a clip to his social media. And he went so far as to title the clip on Instagram, "Charlie Kirk takes down selfish Simone Biles after disgraceful Olympic decision." Now, maybe the biggest reason Kirk and Dylan and Walsh and others should cease their criticism of Biles has to do with truly understanding Biles' contribution to the sport. For comparison, imagine the NFL next year deciding to allow any touchdown pass thrown by Tom Brady was worth only 4 points, only because it was thrown by Brady. Or for Michael Jordan, every poetic shot or powerful dunk being worth only 1 point, again, because it was Jordan who did it. This is the equivalent measure the International Olympic Committee has taken purely because Biles had mastered the hardest aspects of the sport with such expertise. She's not only attempted elements and endings and moves never before tried by women, she mastered them. If she was scored fairly on most of her apparatuses, she'd be 2 full points ahead on nearly every attempt. It would also appear that Kirk, Dylan, Walsh, and others do not understand the virtue in giving up personal ambition for the sake of the larger good. Even with an entire system rigged against her, Biles competed and prepared hard to go all out for these Olympic Games. On her way to Tokyo, she set new historical precedents, and in doing so, she also gave herself up more, or to make more history at the Games. And a more selfish teammate would have arrogantly shrugged off the miss on the most difficult vault being attempted, and convinced themselves of their right to press on regardless of how it impacted the rest of the team. But Biles knew something was wrong. In her highly criticized press conference following the team competition, she indicated she had had a hard time getting the mental clarity she had had previously depended on to perform with near perfection her very dangerous routines. For more than 5 hours before the competition, she'd been unable to rest, think clearly, she couldn't mentally prepare. Her hunch was that something was off became evident in her single vault, her score telling the true story. Scoring the fourth lowest score of the night and scoring so badly she had already perhaps cost Team USA the gold, she had no personal desire to force her poor performance on the team score for the rest of her teammates. So, doing what she did allowed the remaining three to come very close to grabbing the gold, despite her dangerously executed poor vault. With likely equally dangerous routines planned for beam and floor routine, she and only she could make this decision. Kirk and Dylan and Walsh and others also seem to have no real sense of what Biles has actually accomplished already and continues to stand for. In her youthful mid-20s, in her tiny but very powerful body, she has more world championships than Michael Jordan and Tom Brady combined. She stands alone as the single most accomplished athlete in her sport, full stop. She's perfected moves that 99% of male gymnasts refuse to attempt. And she has done all of it with her hand on heart, wrapped in the flag, grateful to bring her nation honor. Even when controversy swooped in on her teammates in Rio, she saluted her flag and represented her nation with pride. And she always has. Dan Crenshaw tweeted, "Simone Biles has been making America and Houston proud for years. She's been a woman in the arena, a place that internet trolls know nothing about. We can be disappointed in her decision, but until you're the one stepping up to win gold, maybe sit this one out." based on how they responded. Simone Biles' teammates knew exactly why she withdrew from the competition. Secretly, deep inside her, she knows the pain she feels at not being able to add to her medal count. So because she has overcome every obstacle in front of her on her way to 19 titles, because she was victimized by the sexual abuser that traumatized so many Olympians, because the entire sport rigged itself in an effort to purposely discourage her, because that same sport even went so far as to single her out and punish her, because she has accomplished thousands of successful attempts at dangerous and life-threatening moves away from the cameras just to do her best, because she salutes her flag every time she wins, because she puts her team's goals above her own with her selfless actions, and because all of those things are the many moments of genuine amazement she's instilled in the next generation of gymnasts, and because she is simply the greatest of all time. So, Charlie Clerk, you know, stop calling her sociopath. And to the others who claim to fight the fight for what is true, just, and good every day, maybe a little bit of grace, a little bit of mercy. This Christianity you claim, show it. It's the best thing you could do. That, and maybe apologize for the horrible things you've already said about her this past week. You owe her that. I guess the problem was she just made it look so easy. To understand that she was merely human and that at the tender age of 24, her best years are behind her in her sport, which she's dominated. I know how hard that may be to accept. But there it is. There it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, I take exception to this whole thing about being woke. I think the people that were, I think the Tea Party was woke. They were the first ones to get out there and say to themselves, things are not as it seems. So they began to try to make things better. Much harder to do than to say. Very hard to sustain that. Not because that degree of engagement is hard to do. It is, but it does. Let's just say it saps your strength out of you. Because a lot of times, a lot of things are happening on a daily basis, all the time, that are disheartening for things. Now, most Americans were as indifferent. So when you start hearing these things about woke America, realize that woke has been prostituted. Most Americans were as indifferent to the U.S. women's soccer team's recent loss to Sweden and the Olympics as they were excited about the team's World Cup win in 2019. Because in between was the team's nonstop politicking, from whining about compensation to virtue signaling their disrespect for the United States. The celebrity face of the team, perennial scold Megan Rapinoe, is going the way of teenage grouch Greta Thunberg, becoming more pinched the more she is tuned out. Then we have Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Marie Kahn-Coolers-Brignac. Used her corporate grifting to buy 4 homes. That just makes me wonder. I don't even own one. I rent. The one she bought in California's Topanga Canyon is surrounded by a new $35,000 security fence. Critical race theory guru Ibram X. Kendi offers virtual one-hour workshops for $20,000 a pop. He is franchising woke re-education kits in between bouts of damning capitalism as a catalyst of racism. The woke movement is a slicker, more sophisticated, and far more grandiose version of the race hustlers Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and their shakedowns of the 1990s. Those, at least, were far more honest in leveraging cash with charges of racism and came without the academic gobbledygook of critical race theory. Right now, today, our freeways are jammed. Airports are crammed. Labor is short. Huge pent-up consumer demand for essentials and entertainment outpaces supply. Yet, Major League Baseball's recent All-Star game set a record low television viewership, with a quarter of the audience of 40 years ago when there were 100 million fewer Americans. The Summer Olympic Games are getting anemic TV ratings. The NBA's crashing TV ratings have followed the downward trajectory of the NFL's ratings. Woke sports earn the same public disgust as the accusatory boring Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Awards. Cable news networks, CNN and MSNBC, fueled the story that former President Donald Trump allegedly colluded with Russia. They contextualized to excuse the summer looting and rioting of 2020, and they cheered on two impeachments as a prelude to their 24/7 woke drumbeat. Their ratings, too, have now dived. Never has TV been more politicized. Sitcoms, dramas, and commercials are designed more to resonate woke messaging than to entertain. So naturally, dismal TV ratings reflect the expected public boredom that ensues when art serves politics. How many times will disingenuous Dr. Anthony Fauci swear that he never sent federal money to the Wuhan Virology Lab for gain-of-function research, or blame his critics for pointing out his gyrating advice on masks, or offer yet another noble lie on herd immunity? In short, Americans are worn out from elite virtue signaling and woke performance art from critical race theory capitalists, multimillionaire CEOs, revolving door Pentagon brass, Malibu celebrities, and credentialed elite. The problem is not just that most of America is exhausted from being smeared as racist or hearing that a wonderful country, the most free, just, equitable, affluent, and leisured in civilization's history, must continually pay penance for its past and present. The public is more tired of projectionist hypocrisy. Those who scream the loudest are usually the most guilty of woke crime. The woke madness coincides with an epidemic of crises that go largely ignored as a distracted America cannibalizes itself. The borders being breached at a time of pandemic. Migrants barge in without either COVID-19 testing or vaccinations during a coronavirus spike that has government officials talking about going door to door to roust out American citizens to get vaccinated. Whiteness is supposedly the cause of America's problems, and yet it's our inner cities, where black America resides, that are suffering historic levels of violent crime. Couldn't our critical race theory accusers take time from their merchandising to address that soaring violence that's affecting a bunch of innocent people? The Biden administration denies that huge deficit spending and generous cash payments to workers fueled inflation. But America hasn't seen anything like the current price hikes and labor shortages in the past 40 years. The military, the CIA, the FBI, they've all squandered the confidence of the public. And not just because of their woke politicking. They're also perceived as distracted and ignoring their primary mission of winning wars, catching terrorists before they strike, and offering superb intelligence about our enemies. Wokeness is many things, but increasingly it seems a cover for careerism, profiteering, and utter incompetence. Whenever I think about wokeism as it is practiced today, when the conservatives became woke, when America's grassroots became woke in 2009, 2008, 2010, it was one of those moments where everybody questioned the authority. Everybody questioned the man. And that was good. It is always good to question authority. After all, what they're doing in our name, I mean, that, right? They're doing it in our name. Now, on the other hand, we're not questioning authority. We're being questioned by authority. We're being asked, do we need this? Do we need that? We don't need this. Being told we don't need this. We don't need that. We're being told that if we're white, we're racist, just because. And I'm supposed to just believe that, and I'm supposed to pay penance for something that I didn't do, that I'm pretty sure my ancestors didn't even do. But, hey, I'm still Caucasian. And that, in and of itself, is the simple, largest example of racism there is. So for the woke, politicizing everything, you are ruining the greatest country that has ever existed on this rock. And for what? For power you can't maintain? Glory is fleeting. And if you don't know that, it will soon it'll show itself for you very shortly. But you haven't covered yourselves in glory, so I'm not worried about you. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.